Join me in Revelation chapter 5, please. Revelation chapter 5. Reading the entire chapter. Hear the inerrant, inspired word of the living God. Then I saw in the right hand of him who was seated on the throne a scroll written within and on the back, sealed with seven seals. And I saw a mighty angel proclaiming with a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open the scroll and break its seals?" And no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth was able to open the scroll or to look into it. And I began to weep loudly because no one was found worthy to open the scroll or to look into it. And one of the elders said to me, "Weep no more. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has conquered, so that he can open the scroll and its seven seals." And between the throne and the four living creatures and among the elders, I saw a lamb standing as though it had been slain, with seven horns and with seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. And he went and took the scroll from the right hand of him who was seated on the throne. And when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures, the 24 elders, fell down before the Lamb, each holding a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song, saying, "Worthy are you to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain, and by your blood you ransomed people for God, from every tribe and language and people and nation, and you have made them a kingdom and priests to our God, and they shall reign on the earth." Then I looked around the throne and the living creatures and the elders. The voice of many angels numbering myriads of myriads and thousands of thousands saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing." And I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the sea and all that is in them saying, "To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and might forever and ever." And the four living creatures said, "Amen." And the elders fell down and worshiped. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his word. The book of Revelation always provides its certain challenges with its imagery and symbolism. We preached through this some years back, so I'm not going to go into a great deal of depth here. But this is a scene in heaven of worship that is going on right now. These elders and creatures are circled around the throne, and the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, of course, is there. And here in this particular picture, the Apostle John is writing the words given to him by Jesus Christ himself. And here we see the Lamb of God approach the throne, and he is given that Old Testament name, the Lion of the tribe of Judah and the root of David. Also here is that scroll. That scroll that is written within and around and about, and it is sealed with seven seals. And there is no one worthy to open it. And it is necessary for this scroll to be opened. Because, see, the scroll contains the very words of God. More than that, it contains the eternal decrees of God as he has laid out creation to be conducted, if you will. And as we read in Paul's writing that Jesus Christ holds all of creation in his hands. And so by opening this scroll, we see the words of God. We see the eternal decrees of God, the plan of God being unfurled across his creation. But these seals are closed. And the angel asks, "Who is worthy to break the seals and to open the scroll?" And John begins to cry. John begins to weep. You see, again, if this scroll is not open, there is no protection for God's children. There's no triumph for God's people. There's no judgment upon sin for a cruel world. There's no new heavens, no new earth. So it's necessary for someone to open this scroll. And John weeps. And then, gentlemen, those of you who are elders, notice your prominence here. An elder steps forward to respond to John's crying, and he says, "Do not weep. Do not weep. See the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David? He has triumphed. He is able to open the scroll and the seven seals. And so we see Jesus Christ, who is worthy of opening the scroll and to execute God's. It's not simply an opening and reading. It's an opening and executing what the decrees of Jesus Christ, of God the Father, are. He is able to carry out the plan found in this tremendous scroll. He has triumphed over the world and fulfilled perfectly the will and desire of God the Father. And see, in that capacity, it is He and He alone who can break open this scroll and execute God's plan. It can happen no other way. He's identified as the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Very powerful statement. Somewhat of a military type statement of the strength and capacity of Jesus Christ. Yet here we read, "And between the throne and the four living creatures and among the elders, I saw a lamb standing," not a lion, "a lamb standing as though it had been slain." You see, here is Jesus Christ. He is the Lion of the tribe of Judah, and He will, in a military fashion, defeat His enemies. But here, His first order of business was to be that sacrificial lamb. The lamb looking as though it had been slain. And we see Him in submission and humility of a lamb. But why does the lamb look as though it's been slain? I think we all know very well. It is the crucifixion. We see the Lamb now standing at the center of the throne, taking the scroll. So He now, along with God the Father, have their rightful place in heaven. God the Father seated on that throne in the center of all creation, and there at His right hand, the Lamb, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, interceding for you. Again, fulfilling all that the Father has given Him. He stands there beside the Father, taking His rightful place, representing His people. As Paul writes, we are seated in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus. So as you see the Lamb standing there, as you see the Lamb at the right hand of the Father, please know, as a believer, you're there as well. And then we hear this great worship. The thousands and thousands of voices saying, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth, and wisdom and might and honor, glory and blessing." Every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the sea and all that was in them saying, "To Him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and might forever." As we spoke of in Sunday school, this is a picture we will all see one day. This is a picture we will all see one day, that marvelous throne that holds the Ancient of Days in his majesty and wonder and glory that poor John tries to use words to explain. And then there to His right hand, Jesus Christ, seated in His place, interceding for His church, interceding for His people. And then the myriads and myriads and thousands of people and creatures of all sorts and types surrounding this throne, worshiping God and the Lamb. Praise is to be given to these who sit on the throne. But Jesus is worthy because He has fulfilled all that the Father has given Him. How many times in the New Testament do we read Jesus Christ saying something very similar? "I have come to do the will of the Father. I have come to do the will of the Father." That's why He's worthy. He has fulfilled all that the Father has given Him. With His blood He was slain, and with His blood He's purchased the men of nations for God from every tribe and language and people and nation. Secondly, the elder says that Lamb, our Lord, is worthy because He made them to be a kingdom and priests to serve God. This should overwhelm us, that we are made to be a kingdom that will worship God throughout all eternity. Who are we to deserve such a place? Because of the work of Christ, we, the children of God, become priests. Due to the completed work of Christ, we have been given authority to enter the throne room of God, just like Jesus Christ did. In the Old Testament, we have the priest who would enter the Holy of Holies, and he'd put little bells on his robe and then tie a rope around him, because they wanted to hear him moving. And when he didn't move anymore, they'd drag him out because he had done something wrong. But see, we, God's children today, have no fear. Just as your grandson runs towards you and jumps up in your laps and gives you a hug. Just as the little ones come and say, Daddy, and they have something for you to do, to solve, to heal, whatever. See, that's the capacity we have with a father. They don't need to tie a rope around us in case we do something wrong. We will be made to be a kingdom of people. And we will need no mediator. Christ has bought us with his blood so that we could be this kingdom and priests. And this Lamb, our Lord Jesus Christ. A beautiful picture here, and somewhat of a paradox, because while we see him as the Lion of the tribe of Judah, that strong, powerful symbolism, yet we see him as a lamb. Hard to comprehend, but that's exactly who Jesus Christ is as he sits upon that throne. He is now that lion seated there. Because the Lamb has already served his purpose in sacrifice. And we hear this joyful worship that I've read to you. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing. Again, as we were talking in Sunday school, this is our purpose. We were created for one singular purpose, and that is to worship. That's it. Worship. And so when we read texts like this, this is what we are to be about. Worship. Yes, our Lord Jesus Christ is worthy of all worship, but do not forget, while he sits on the throne, he first hung on a cross. This table represents all that the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. A lamb standing as though he had been slain. We remember that with this table. You see, this is the table of the Lord Jesus Christ, and just as the young men down here were telling us the things to remember, he wants us to remember all of that and to see his grace through this table. This table represents the purchased redemption of our souls. And we will one day join the multitudes, as we see here in Revelation chapter 5. In that great worship in the throne room of God. Amen and amen.